If you think about it, technically correct really is the best kind of correct, especially when it comes to bureaucracy. Friday Night History 69. Nice. Season 3, Episode 3. Loopholes, Castles, and Shogunate Law. Before we start in earnest, a reminder that this is another one of the old pre-podcast Friday Night History threads from my now-defunct Twitter account, which patrons voted on and said they'd like me to revamp and record in this audio format. We've got one more to go, and I'm looking forward to it. So anyway, here we go. Shortly after the fall of Osaka Castle, a July 1615 order from the shogunate said to the daimyo across Japan, quote, "As to your domains, aside from your castle of residence, you are to destroy all other castles." About a month later, Article 6 of the Laws for Military Houses said, quote, "As to the castles of residence in the myriad provinces, though repairs may be necessary, you are to report this at once. New construction or expansion is strictly forbidden." Unquote. This was the Ikkoku Ichijōrei, the one castle per domain order, issued in the aftermath of a major military campaign against a possible rival. It was aimed at heading off the problem of potential revolt by cutting down on the number of places in which a likely rebel daimyo or other leader could hole up and cause trouble. But almost from the start, this was so riddled with exceptions that to me, it feels odd to speak of it as an ironclad law. On prior episodes, we've talked about this. Luke Roberts observes that the shogunate and its laws cannot be understood to be the same as those of a modern government and legal system. Remember, the appearance of compliance was more important than following the ironclad letter of the law. So it should come as no surprise that this was the case with castles. But one of the places where it was most absurd in practice was Sendai Domain, where there were dozens of castles. Yes, dozens. No, you didn't misread that. Dozens. Now, of course, on paper, Sendai Domain was an exception, too. The shogunate allowed it two castles, one in Sendai and one in Shiroishi. But those were just castles called that. Shiro, or jō, if appended as a suffix to a toponym. Sendai jō, Shiroishi jō. I've been to both Sendai Castle and Shiroishi Castle before, and Shiroishi is notable in Boshin War history as having once hosted the Northern Alliance's headquarters. But there were many other fortifications across the domain of various size and complexity, the largest of which were called yōgai, forts. Sendai Domain wasn't the only one to do something like this. Satsuma Domain, on the other end of Japan, had a similar system, and its daimyo family was about as old as House Date, too. And like Satsuma, Sendai was a domain that, unlike most others in Japan, was almost entirely contiguous. There's an image I've encountered in introductory material on the subject that suggests that samurai of a domain lived all in one castle town and didn't have any connection to the land. Even in domains that had just the one castle town, this is flatly incorrect. Warrior caste had to collect the tax rice, and even if it didn't work the fields, it had to maintain some measure of connection to the rest of society in its domain in order to turn the wheels of society on an everyday basis. Not just that, but the practice of an overlord bestowing land holdings to retainers, or confiscating it, or transferring the retainer to a new holding, was something that had a lot of pre-Edo history, and in the Edo period was generally confined to the daimyo class and the hatamoto. But in a large old domain like Sendai, this continued in miniature. Date retainers even performed alternate attendance to the daimyo's court in the Sendai castle town, just like the daimyo performed alternate attendance to the shogun's court in Edo. This is in contrast with the situation in most other domains, whose retainers were paid out of the lord's coffers rather than from a landholding the lord bestowed on them. So, in Sendai Domain especially, date retainers were especially connected to the everyday happenings of their local communities. And this was how the domain extended control down to the local level and addressed security both internally to the domain as well as along its borders. So, with all of that understood, what were the yōgai? How many of them were there? There were 17 yōgai in total. 3 in Esashi County, Iwayado, Hitokabe, Kamikuchinai, two in Isawa County, Kanegasaki and Mizusawa, two in Kurihara County, Takashimizu and Miyazawa, two in Tome County, Sanuma and Tome, one in Tamatsukuri County, Iwadeyama, two in Toda County, Wakuya and Fudodo, one in Natori County, Iwanuma, two in Shibata County, Funaoka and Kawasaki, two in Igu County, Kakuda and Kanayama, one in Kata County, Hirasawa, two in Watari County, Watari and Sakamoto, and one in Uda County, Shinchi. These weren't new fortifications, per se. Some of them were actually very old fortifications, and they preserved their Muromachi-era components, walls, baileys, structures, etc., unaltered. All that happened was that they were labeled something other than Shiro. But Sendai Domain had a whole other category of strong points on top of that, in the form of Tokoro. Tokoro were built around the second baileys of older castles demolished as part of Sendai Domain's compliance with the order to destroy surplus fortifications. But they still benefited from the terrain that served those defunct castles, and it isn't too much of a stretch to imagine that they could have been quickly rebuilt if needed. Next in the list were Zaijo, whose holders had walled estates built on flat land with a town and retainers' homes around it. This may seem like it doesn't belong on the list, but it does, when you consider that Hirajiro, flatland castles, were a hallmark of many Edo period domains, and this was just a Hirajiro in miniature. The Yōgai and Tokoro and other places more broadly were part of the domain's strategic planning, because wherever possible they abutted the highways, overlooked major rivers, or anchored the domain's extreme outer points. On the borders, the domain sometimes clustered these fortifications such that the smaller ones sat around a larger one as observation posts. An example of this is how Kamikuchina and Hitokabe were satellite yōgai of the larger Iwayado and Mizusawa, and when peasant uprisings in neighboring Nambu domain threatened Sendai domain, reinforcements from Iwayado and Mizusawa were detached and sent out to Kamikuchina and Hitokabe. The fact that the Date retainer force was so decentralized in its patterns of residence, and the fact that its strong points were so many, and the fact that there was a lot more blurring between warrior and farmer is why we see visitors to Sendai Domain commenting that compared to other places in Japan, it feels like people are more armed and the domain is a little bit more stoutly defended. And mind you, all of this was with the shogunate's knowledge. If this is sounding like what we talked about in the latest members episode, Weekend at Bakufu's, that's because it's another manifestation of the same status quo. Now, did this protect the domain during its existence? For most of it, yes. It failed catastrophically during the Boshin War, however, because it was predicated on a feudal, and thus highly decentralized, system of allegiances and chain of command. All the castles in the world aren't going to help you if you've got every castellan thinking they don't have to follow your orders. Defense in depth. Having layers of defenses and firepower of different size and variety protecting your territory is good. But without the connective tissue to hold it together, it's not going to work as well. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is O Hayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, planes. Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.